Well, it's that time again.
Again?
Boy, it comes around and comes around and comes around, and it really hammers home the notion of life as a circle, doesn't it, Nancy?
It does.
Mm.
Very cyclical.
Mm, very, very, very sick. What do you have?
78 degrees.
You
That's
have
the temperature that? Outside. I believe my actual body temp is about 98.6. You know, give or take a tenth of a degree.
I think it's a little higher than that, given the stories I heard from your high school days.
Who have you been speaking to?
What was the guy's name? Kaminsky, one fella, and Earl Kreitzman, a couple of your boyfriends, Stearns County?
No boyfriends in high school.
They say when they give you that drug, you don't remember. Anyway, it's probably all hearsay. But was there that where you first decided to become a newswoman? Or what did you want to be when you were in high school?
I actually wanted to join the Navy.
Why?
I thought it would be a good opportunity to see the world and get a little GI Bill under my belt.
When I was a boy, you know, listening to those village people, I thought that was primarily a gay institution.
The Navy?
Yeah.
I was out to change that. My mom wouldn't let me.
Didn't she stop you, huh?
Yes, she did.
What'd she want you to be?
I have no idea.
I'd like to call your mother.
You should some evening.
Could I do it tonight?
It's fine with me.
Okay, after the news, I'll call your mother.
Okay.
All right.
Do you want me to read some news?
Nah.
All right.
Nah, I'm not interested.
You care about the weather?
No, not really. Mostly, we just care about you, Nancy, and your well-being. Well, everything okay at home?
Everything's fine.
What's with the bruise under the eye there, the little one? Was that something?
The cat and I got in a little scuffle.
Doesn't look like a cat. Doesn't look like a cat.
Well, it's a big cat.
Wildcat, I think it is.
Yeah, it weighs about 90 pounds.
What's your nickname for your boyfriend?
Lupschwanz?
What?
Hmm?
Lupschwanz? Yipty-dipty-dipty-dipty-doo. Hi, how are you? This is T.D. Mischke calling from the old broadcast where your daughter Nancy works.
Yeah?
I just thought I'd check in, see how you're doing, and ask why the heck you didn't let her join the Navy.
Because I didn't think she knew how to row a boat.
You realize now that they have engines on those ships.
Oh, well, I never told her, though.
Didn't you think that she'd fit in?
I guess she can fit in most any place. I don't know.
What was she like in high school?
Pretty good.
Uh-huh. Because I've heard some stories. Now, I realize a lot of Stearns County women probably have these stories said about them, but wasn't she a little on the wild side?
I don't think she had too much time for that.
Why? What was she doing?
Well, she had studies at school and chores at home.
Oh, really? Real old-fashioned upbringing, huh?
Right.
Did you guys practice corporal punishment?
Well, what do you call corporal punishment? Is that when you get the military in and them do it?
No, if that's what you did, that, of course, can get you arrested, and we better talk about that off the air. I'm talking about where you'd whack her around a little.
No, I don't think that Nancy...
Nancy was never paddled?
I doubt it.
Wow.
Certainly not by her daddy.
And how about by you? Do you have any recollection?
No, I don't think so either. No, actually, I have to say that, not that I want to brag, but we had a bunch of very good kids.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you have this good kid, and you're feeling pretty proud of her, and she says, Ma, I want to join the Navy. And you say, no, ma'am, nix, nix. Now, I just need to get to the bottom of what that was all about. It wasn't that she didn't know how to row a boat. What was it?
She never told me she wanted to join the Navy.
What? She didn't?
No.
That lying little vixen? She told me that you were the one who stopped her.
Yeah, well, Nancy's been in radio long enough, you know.
Oh,
you can only be a little bit of the media, and then it's too much.
Does she take after you or the old man?
Would you please, who is this again? Tell me again who you are.
This is Steve Cannon, and I work with Nancy here at CCO.
At CCO?
Yes. Where did she tell you she worked? Not for the Hubbards. They'd never hire her.
What, are you going to do an editorial, or are you going to do a premier TV thing on her life?
Well, we're doing a story on one-legged women who are successful in the media, and I don't know if you heard about Nancy's accident, but after that we thought this is a great time, especially with One-Legged Awareness Month and the money being raised for the Walk for the One-Legged that's happening at the Mall of America, and she is going to be our spokesperson.
Well, you know, like I just said, Nancy seems to fit in any place. We never knew when she worked the radio stations out here when and where... Yeah. They'd find her.
You know where she fits in best here, and it's pretty weird, but in the little broom closet we have, some nights we lock her in there.
Well, then, do you have to take the broom out, or do you just put it in with her?
No, she's been dieting. She fits in there nicely, and we lock it up, and then there's a little vent there, and we push flour through there.
You push flour through
there? Yeah, we have flour, and we push it through there. I don't know why the hell we do that now that I think about it.
Not bread.
No, just flour.
Okay.
Hey, do you know that Stearns County women live longer than any women in any county in America?
Well, I've got proof of that.
How old are you?
My mother's 100.
Whoa! Really? I'd like to call her. I'm calling the wrong member of the family.
Yeah, mother was 100 the day after Christmas.
Could I ever call her, I wonder? And just how far up the ladder can I go?
Mentally, she wouldn't...
I'm not that good mentally. Talk to my listeners. I'm not that good mentally.
Even when my brothers, who are farther away, call her, she don't care for the phone.
Oh, I love her already. I hate the phone, too. I won't answer it at home. I will not answer the phone. I hate the
phone. No, but you get on the phone, you pester old ladies like me.
Hey, now, wait a minute. How old are you? If she's 100, you got to be, what, 90?
No, she wasn't quite that young when she got married.
Do you know any Terhars?
Yeah.
They're all relatives of mine. My mom's a Terhar.
Well?
Which ones do you know?
Well, I don't. The name is real common.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And they are up in the Freeport, Melrose area?
My mom was born in Holdingford.
Wow. What was that, her maiden name?
Yeah, Terhar.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. And then she grew up in Cold Spring.
Or is that where there's... That name Terhar is familiar.
Yeah. Well, there's a bunch of terrorists up there. I got a break. I'm out of time, but I enjoyed talking to you. Maybe I'll call you some other time. I just wanted to make your acquaintance.
Well, really, my pleasure.
I just wanted to say hi, and I bugged your daughter to get your phone number.
And she gave it to you?
Yeah, she did.
Boy,
She said I could call you Mom, too.
You know what? She's never got whacked before. She might now.
Good night.
Good night.
You're going to get whacked. You're going to get whacked.
Bam. Bam. Three successive victories at Le Mans.